Naomi Ruth, Chapter 11. The day was cold and blustery, and a great day for a story. So we tucked my mom's legs tightly in her afghan, lit a fire in the stone fireplace near her chair, and settled ourselves by her feet. She looked down at us, a smile on her face, and all we could do was look at her, our faces lit up with anticipation and joy. "Well," she said, "I suppose I could be telling about the day I met a sweet Indian girl." "Indian girl," we all said in unison. "Yes, a real Indian and a beautiful one to boot. Now, children, settle down and I will be telling you about the day we met and what God did for us." The story took on a new meaning now because we always wanted to hear about God and what he would do for those that love him. The day was beautiful, quiet, and warm when I decided to go beyond the confines of the hollow, as our neighbors call it, and search for the lake I'd be hearing about but never seeing. We lived a sheltered life in the hollow because our acreage was completely surrounded by trees and foothills. We loved it there because the trees offered us firewood, wood for furniture, trees at Christmas, and a bountiful number of pine cones. I have to be telling you, we felt pretty rich and taken care of by our wonderful God. I took victuals, wrapped in my napkin, and reached the lake after walking for a long time. I sat eating a midday meal when I heard a rustle nearby and looked up to see a pretty chestnut-skinned girl standing at the edge of my sitting blanket. Not even knowing if she understood my language, I said, "You scared me right enough," and was mighty pleased when she answered softly but sincerely, "I am sorry." Wanting to do the proper Christian thing, I asked her to sit a spell and share my victuals, and on acceptance, she sat on the blanket I had spread on the ground. We soon felt like old friends. She stirred my curiosity more than a little, so I asked many questions and found out she and most of her tribe were Christians, because missionaries formed a settlement there some years ago. The one thing we had in common at the very moment of meeting was a desire in both of us to get water baptized. Because we both believed in prayer, we set about to ask our loving God to be helping us to do this and to convict our folks to do it also. As our fingers touched when we held hands, it occurred to me that there's no dividing the line between those that truly love God and believe his word. She asked me my name and I said, "My name is Melinda. What is yours?" And she told me her Indian name had been Whispering Star because she was so quiet and bright, but the missionaries had renamed her Naomi Ruth because she loved the book of Ruth in the Bible. I told her the name was beautiful, just like her. We be parting then, for the hour was late, but we went back to the lake when we would be meeting 2 weeks later. Both our families were with us, and we had a glorious day singing praises to God and showing settlers nearby where we'd be standing with God. The whole parcel of us got water dunked, and she and I remained friends until we moved away. My mom was tired, so we left the room quietly, and I looked back to see the usual smile that always rested on her lovely face when she told us about her precious Lord. Her stories made us feel so very rich, and I'm sure you know why.